Roland Martin, heard exclusively on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
You want to know my occupation? I get paid to rock the nation.
Roland!
Hold it now.
From Washington, D.C., you made it back.
Yes, indeed.
Roland Martin, good morning.
There's only one of me, so I got to be on the set for TV One. So certainly glad to see all of you yesterday in Selma for the 50th Jubilee of Bloody Sunday. Thousands upon thousands of people lined the streets yesterday walking the Edmund Pettus Bridge. And it was certainly a sight to behold.
Yes, it was.
As we, first of all, honored those foot soldiers who stood up for voting rights 50 years ago. But the question that we should be asking ourselves is, what now? The fight does indeed continue. Joining us right now is Sherilyn Eiffel. She runs the NAACP Legal Defense and Educational Fund. And, of course, they were the lead group when it came to suing for voting rights back in the 50s and 60s. Sherilyn, how you doing?
I'm terrific. How are you, Roland?
Great. Great to see you this weekend as well. On that particular point about what's next, we do have a fight. President Obama referenced this on Saturday, a fight today for this generation to step up. And I said all weekend, we are going to be assessed 50 years from now. What do we do when the voting rights were under assault?
Well, Roland, I said this yesterday at the Brown Memorial Church, that wonderful historic church that was the place where all the marchers met. We've got three things we have to do, and we have to do it this week. It's not enough to honor those who spilled their blood and sacrificed on that bridge. They're calling us to take up the challenges of today, and this week we have several challenges ahead of us. One is the confirmation vote for Attorney General nominee Loretta Lynch. She has not yet confirmed her vote will go to the full Senate probably this week, if not this week, next week. But this week, folks need to be calling their two United States senators. Everybody has two senators from every state. Call them and tell them that they must vote in favor of this Attorney General nominee. And secondly, we need to have an amendment to the Voting Rights Act. You remember what the Supreme Court did in the Shelby case 2 years ago. My organization represented the Shelby plaintiffs, who were with us, by the way, on the bridge on Saturday, and they gutted a key section of the Voting Rights Act. We need it to be fixed. Those folks out in Selma 50 years ago were on that bridge to get a Voting Rights Act. They got it, and now the Supreme Court has severely damaged it. So you now also need to be calling your House representative, telling them you want a hearing. They won't give us a hearing on the bill.
In fact, Sherilyn, we should do this here, Tom. We should put the names of the Republican House members who were sitting there Saturday in Selma up front as the foot soldiers sat behind them, those House members,
That's
Democrats
true.
And Republicans. What we should do is we should be calling those House Republicans because Congressman Jim Sensenbrenner, a Republican from Wisconsin, is sponsoring the bill, co-signed by Congressman John Conyers. But many of these Republicans have not signed on to that bill. If they were there for voting rights or were they there for the photo op, we should start, Sherilyn, by calling them to say, you sat there, you were there for the whole of the weekend, you should be standing up for voting rights.
Okay, then let's print out a list of the congresspeople, the congressmen and congresswomen that were there, and put it on Black America Web and put
Absolutely.
their phone numbers. How about
Absolutely.
That?
Absolutely.
Terrific idea.
Okay.
So we'll start there. But Sherilyn, to your overall point, we need to target the House Judiciary Committee because to have the hearing, they won't even have that because the new chair says he sees no need.
Well, this is what's so outrageous, Roland. If there's a problem with the bill, we can work it out. But you don't even want to give us a hearing. These are people who purport to be honoring Dr. King, honoring the 50th anniversary of the Selma March.
Yeah.
But you won't even hear our concerns and our complaints about all of the voter suppression that has happened since the Supreme Court's decision in the Shelby case. We're not scared of the facts. You give us a hearing, and we can come with the facts. They
okay.
are running from this, and they need to call that hearing.
Okay, Roland, you're going to compile
yep.
the list and the,
yep.
and the phone numbers?
Yep, we'll work on that. Last thing, Dr. Rose Sanders, they're marching from Selma to Montgomery today.
Yes.
But they plan on, when they finish from in Montgomery, they're going to come to the nation's capital March 25th. They are going to assemble in D.C. to target Congress. And so we'll give you more details because we should hit every member of the House and Senate on that day when it comes to fixing Section 4 of the Voting Rights Act. Sherrilyn Ifill, we certainly appreciate it. Thanks a lot. We'll have you back to give us an update as we try to push this forward, voting rights in the 21st century.
Okay, Roland, how soon can we expect that list to get up on Black America Web?
I'm working on it now, plus the TV show, too.
That's why I was asking.
Right.
Okay.
Many hats.